running away with a ukulele right now like every normal family starts their day.
Joe Duprang has two kids, 2.5-year-old Benji and 1-year-old Nora. Like any parent, Joe experiences many challenges and many joys.
The things that are really hard stay hard. Just fatigue and time management and life, and boy, they keep wanting to eat. But you get acclimated to how much delight they provide, and so you don't sort of register that in the same way.
Joe tries to do what's best for the kids, but also what's best for Joe. Lately, Joe's been worrying a lot.
You know, there's part of me that thinks I am hurting my children, and I am depriving them of something, and that I'm selfish, that I'm making a mistake, that I'm going through a phase.
What are you worried you're depriving your kids of?
That ideal mother.
Growing up, Joe remembers being a tomboy with an androgynous body. Joe didn't have a big interest in dating boys or wearing makeup, figured it was just part of being a feminist. But when Joe looked in the mirror, it was hard to like or even recognize the person looking back.
I would see my reflection in a mirror and just recoil, because that's not what I think my face looks like. That's not what I think my body looks like.
Joe just assumed these thoughts were universal, run-of-the-mill negative body image feelings that many women have. At age 29, Joe married Jeffrey, a dear childhood friend. At age 37, Joe got pregnant. Joe and Jeffrey had two kids, one right after the other. Both pregnancies triggered intense and unusual feelings for Joe.
My body was constantly changing. It was constantly becoming more womanly. And that freaked me out very much.
Breastfeeding just made it worse.
I loved the intimacy. I loved how happy he was and how, you know, how cuddly it was. But I had this visceral reaction to breastfeeding. Like every time he would latch on, I would have this wash of nausea and also of like bad feeling. What my brain said is, man, you are shoving being female in our face for the first time ever.
Finally, Joe had a clear understanding of what the problem was. Deep down, Joe didn't feel right in a female body. One day, Joe was scrolling through Instagram and learned that a favorite writer had been on testosterone for 6 months.
And he looked so happy. His eyes, oh my God. He had always looked afraid of the camera in the same way that I did. And his eyes were so open, and he looked so proud and free. And I was furious. I was like, how could you do this to me?
Joe wanted the same things, but it felt impossible.
I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no. I think I'm trans. Oh no. And then I really started to reckon with what it would cost me. I mean, like, what it would take away from me. What it would do to my life.
What would it do?
I would lose Jeffrey.
So Joe buried those feelings. But Joe did take one step. Joe decided to get a short haircut. Very short.
While you know something, especially if you're an overthinker like me, like for the 30 seconds you feel confident in anything about yourself or your life, like you've got to act. So I like made an appointment for a haircut like the next day.
Afterwards, Joe was overwhelmed by the results.
And I was like chilled to the bone. I was petrified.
Joe said to the stylist,
I look like a boy. And she says, yeah, cute boy. And I said, stop encouraging me. I need this to not be a thing.
And then Joe came home.
And I remember Jeffrey looking at me, and it got cold in his eyes.
In that moment, Joe had no idea this small act, a haircut, was the beginning of the end of their romantic relationship. A year and a half later, they finally broke up. But Joe and Jeffrey decided to continue to live together as a family, just in separate bedrooms. After that, Joe felt a new freedom. The risk of losing Jeffrey was now gone. Joe adopted new pronouns, a new name, and he started taking testosterone.
I see my reflection, and I like it. I post selfies. sometimes I later I delete, but I do have that moment of feeling cute. And that never happened to me before.
So how do you identify as a parent now? Do you still identify as a mom, or how do you identify?
Yes, yeah, I've got the C-section scars, and I almost bled to death, and I'm not going to say those things to you, but I'm your mom, and I may be your deep-voiced, pot-bellied, Danny DeVito hands-having mom, but no one can take it away from me. Please don't take it away from me. I hope no one can take it away from me. You want to give your kids the best life you can. And I cannot stand behind believing that, you know, people who do this for themselves are hurting their children. But that doesn't mean that I can't question that for myself. I've never been particularly good at or rewarded by doing what I was supposed to, so I'm just doing this.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, Texas, I'm Michelle Dahlenberg.